Welcome back to the Absite Smackdown podcast. Jessica has the day off today, and she asked me to go through a novel paper with you all, an interesting paper about surgical education. And as you know, at the podcast, we do this all the time. We look for novel ways to improve online curriculum, our online Absite Smackdown review course. We share those with you. We share with you better ways to study for the Absite, and we really have an interesting one here. So hope Jessica's having a great day off. And to you all, let's get to it.
Welcome to the Absite Smackdown podcast. We'll talk clinical scenarios, interesting Absite facts, and interesting general surgery knowledge. Now, let's get to it.
This paper comes to us from the University of Southern California, and it's all about their experience with developing and implementing an online education curriculum. Now, we'll put down in the description somewhere the link so that you can go to the paper and check it out. But the headline is, and what we're always looking for is, how do online curricula work for education? And this is interesting because it shows us the experience when a residency had to use one. And what they did is they created a curriculum basically on an Excel sheet. They kept it very simple. They got it done quickly, and it utilized subspecialty themed faculty and resident created lectures. These were weekly. It utilized Absite practice questions from a standard question bank and weekly subspecialty synchronized readings. And they looked at attendance. They sent out a survey after to see how people felt about it. And they adapted the curriculum as the clinical restructuring from COVID-19 ended. The results were really fascinating. About 77% before of residents attended the lecture and curriculum, and about 80% attendance was seen after. And they said, and this is where it sort of gets interesting to me, they said there was no significant difference, P greater than 0.05 with this new curriculum, and 66% and 48% attended traditional in-person grand rounds and SCORE curriculum pre and post implementation of the online curriculum. And it looks like they did run both the online and in-person side by side. They again found a p-value for this attendance of greater than 0.05 or no significant difference. Now, I want to take a second here to comment on statistical testing. First, we typically use statistical testing when we have a sample of a larger population. In this case, when we were dealing with percentages, and although they don't say it in their abstract, the typical test performed is the chi-squared proportions test. But if we're looking at the whole population of people, patients, some condition, and we do something, and we see a difference after, in the number of, in the population doing something, then really the utility of a statistical test is in question, meaning do you need to even do one at all? Because the change has to be significant. Let me explain. If we have 100 people and we make a change and we have those same 100 people after, and we go from a percentage before intervention of like 45% and after intervention to 90%. Again, the number of people stays the same throughout. And this is the whole population we're looking at. Then it is a difference. It's a real difference. The whole population is different. So statistical tests are typically used when we have a sample of a population and we're representing the larger population, and we want to know if the population as a whole is different because we can't look at it all. But in this study, they could. They knew the number of residents, the number of faculty, and as long as those didn't change, people stayed the same, and the attendance percentage changed, then the number of people staying, going, attending, not attending, changed. And it was a real difference. The whole population was different. So although it's a more minor point, it's interesting to me to question the use of a statistical test at all when it's not a sample we're talking about. Now, if over the time period, the number of people had changed, it had been 100 before the COVID epidemic, and God forbid, it decreased after, and the percentage of people, the number of people attending or not changed, then we may need a statistical test to see if that's a meaningful difference, because the percentage changed. But here, I don't know that we even needed a statistical test, and when it comes back as not significant at 0.05, I question whether that means anything, because again, we know that the whole population changed, and the whole point of a statistical test is to help when we have a sample and we're trying to figure out whether the whole population changed. I'm interested in your thoughts on it. Minor point, but an interesting one to me. I do love math and stats, and this one just kind of interesting.
Hi, it's Jessica, host of AbSight Smackdown podcast. Follow the hashtag Project Smackdown team on LinkedIn, Insta, and Facebook. On LinkedIn, check out our page, AbSight Smackdown. On Facebook, we're at AbSight Smackdown. And follow us on Insta for new AbSight fact and photo every day, where we're at daily.absight.fact. Hashtag AbSight Smackdown.
More importantly than any sort of more minor point, I think, is to talk about what they found in their study and what their experience was. And it seems to have been overall a positive one. They list a couple things, including the timing of their online lectures, the particular question bank that they use. And I invite you to click the link and look at it. But on or about March 23rd, they made these changes. They changed the curriculum sort of as they went, which is a great way to do it. And after, they gave a IRB-approved questionnaire, which they list there. And they basically run through their experience as a positive one. A lot of the things they cite in their discussion as a positive for their online curriculum, that's what we've tried to build. And it's, you know, disseminated. Theirs did not seem to be available anytime. The questions were, but the lectures seem to have been, you know, given at a certain time. I'm not sure whether they recorded them for use later or what exactly, but they used the standard program. They had readings listed, etc. At AbSight Smackdown, that's a lot of what we did. And what we take at the team from this, and I'll leave it to the publishing team because they've done so well so far with everything. But I'm interested to see if they make changes to the platform based on this. It seems like a lot of the features described are already covered and already built into how AbSight Smackdown works. AbSight Smackdown, of course, is available anytime, anywhere on multiple platforms, which is nice. iPhone, iOS, all over, you know, PCs, on your phone. And a lot of this is a similar experience to USC, although their meetings seem to be at, you know, one certain time.
Hi, this is Jessica, host of AbSight Smackdown podcast. We're prepping new episodes for you weekly on AbSight content, facts about the test, and useful tools to help you do your best. Visit absitesmackdown.com for the latest and best tools today.
When evaluated in the USC study, faculty lectures were attended by, like we said, 77% of clinical residents, and pre-COVID in-person grand rounds, average attendance was 66%. The resident-driven topic discussions, question sessions, they have attendance listed there for those also. The resident survey was overwhelmingly completed and returned. As you know, typically survey studies have a pretty low, miserable return rate, and it always makes you wonder about the studies you didn't get back. But here, 94% of them did the study, and the majority reported an increase in the weekly time devoted to their education, from less than 2 hours a week to 6 to 8 hours a week. 56.2% of clinical residents reported completing around 40 to 60% of their assigned readings, and about 12% reported a failure to complete any assigned readings. Of course, you wonder if you're a resident, you want to do well. Was the study anonymous? I bet it was. It looks like it was. But would you ever report that you you failed to complete any surgical readings? It goes through, and again, we invite you to click the link, look at the article, but it goes through particulars, including the weaknesses of the online educational platform. About 66.7% stated too much content was assigned per week. So they'd bitten off, it sort of made them bite off more than they could chew. About 85.7% of those indicated that the readings were over-assigned. In the Absite SmackDown case, this is a one review book, a standard Absite review book with all the standard content and some more, and lectures that follow that book. The publisher and when I helped create it, we really wanted them to follow each other so that you had auditory input and visual input from the lectures online, and you had you had the book in front of you for the people who like to, you know, read it and experience it that way. You have them both. You can listen to it as you drive, et cetera. You know, of course, texting and driving, so worrisome, but listening to things in the car, people do all the time, including audiobooks. And this was a way to get that done. So that sort of seems to follow, with the exception that Absite SmackDown does not seem to have, and we hope doesn't suffer from, an over-assignment of readings.
The Absite SmackDown Podcast. Visit the SmackDown at absitesmackdown.com.
Another one was that a weakness that was described was that the residents were too busy with clinical duties to attend the in-person sessions, and that the in-person didactic educational curriculum usually fell on their day off, their post-call day, causing them to miss it because of duty hours restrictions. And this is something that I didn't feel so great about for the residents here, but I do feel great about for what the team's done with Absite SmackDown, because you can watch it anytime, anywhere, on any device. So day off at the beach. And that's where Jessica and the team came up with Sunday Study SmackDown. I think I always mess the hashtag up, but it's hashtag Sunday Study SmackDown or hashtag Absite Anywhere. And that's where you all have been sending in these photos of yourself with the book, or usually just the book, in all kinds of places. We've gotten them from ski lodges. We've gotten them from beaches. We've gotten them from, we had one with someone dancing with the book, but we've had all sorts of fun things like that get sent in for people who are using the book in different ways at different times, along with the lectures. That's been really great and fulfilling for me to see as the author. Other weaknesses listed, when asked to score the pre-COVID in-person didactic educational curriculum versus the online on a scale of 1 to 10, the online platform had higher scores with an average of 7.7, and in-person had about 4.8. They seem to like that ability to do things online. And a significant percentage, 87.1, expressed a preference for the online educational platform. They also went on to survey the faculty. That's not as useful here. We're really looking at Absite SmackDown for what the end users want and need. So the headline here is that it seems like we're on the right track for what we've done with Absite SmackDown, and we're always looking for your feedback, whether you loved it, whether you didn't love it as much, or whether you find it so useful that you use it every day. And I'm really happy to say most of what we're seeing and hearing is great feedback with tweaks that we could improve this minor thing or this minor thing. And from version 1 to version 2, that's already happened. Version 3 in the works, wow, it looks great. And I can't wait to see the improvement.
The Absite SmackDown podcast is based on the best-selling review book, Absite SmackDown, the only Absite review with an entire video review course included. Visit absitesmackdown.com and pick it up today.
This article kind of jives with that. It kind of says that people, resident staff, who have scarce time, want a platform that they can review online curriculum anytime, anywhere. And Absite SmackDown is particularly Absite-focused. It has the online lectures and the associated book. Of course, you have the other content too. Remember, and Jessica would really tell me, she'd really give me an earful if I didn't mention, there are so many different ways you can get a content. And most of what the team does is absolutely free. And we feel strongly about that. One is the Instagram account with the daily Absite fact every day except Sunday. On Sunday, the team posts funny or interesting Absite Anywhere photo of the book being somewhere. But every other day of the week, every remaining day of the week, the team posts something that is an Absite fact straight from the review book, along with a usually relevant photo. So that's in your Instagram feed every day. That's at daily.absite.fact. There's the YouTube video channel where we post the video podcasts. There's this podcast that you've already found, the Absite Smackdown podcast. There's a LinkedIn at Absite Smackdown. There's Facebook at Absite Smackdown. And all of these push out, except for the podcast related ones, but the other accounts post out every day some fact you can use to review for the Absite. And that, along with this sort of availability anytime for the videos and those facts, is a key that seems to work with what we see in this review article and seems to be what the resident staff from USC and their survey data really liked. So that's the story. The story is, it seems like COVID-19 has really, like we all know, pushed us to do things better. And part of doing it better is to have education available, review available for residents with busy schedules anytime, anywhere. I know that's what I would have wanted when I was a resident. That's what pushed me to help develop this. And that's what helps keep me and the team going as we improve it time after time. It's really what we would have wanted as residents. So we sure do hope you find it useful. And as Jessica would say, and I'm sure she will when she comes back, hashtag Absite Smackdown. Best of luck this year in January with it, and we'll be talking to you before then.
Thanks for listening to the Absite Smackdown podcast. Visit us at absitesmackdown.com for more great Absite facts.